Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Li'uli Nishmas Rabbi Mori Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Areini Kaparos Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today we are going to close out Sefer Yechezkel with Perak Mem Ches, and this last Perak deals with the division of the land and it gives us a closer, more detailed description of the city. And so we can't say why the descriptions follow the sequence that they do, but certainly this is the way that there is a certain understanding as to what the point is here as well. Says the Perek, the Nabi tells us, Eilish Mosa Shvatim, these are the names of the Shvatim, Mekzei Tzafon al Yad Derech Chasl Navo Hamas Chatzari Nan Gavul Damesek Tzafon al Yad Chemas, Vailo Pas Kadim Hayam Dan Echad. At the northern end near Cheslon, within these borders, that's going to be one portion for Dan, right? And by the way, next to Dan, Valgvul Dan mi pas kadimat pas yama Asher echad. That's what Asher is going to be. Valgvul Asher mi pas kedma ad pas yama Naftali echad. That's what Naftali is going to be, is on the eastern end, right? Valgvul Naftali mi pas kedma ad pas yama Asher echad. And on adjoining Naftali's border from the east till the west end, that's going to be Menashe's section. And the Agvul, Menashe Mipas Kedmad Pas Yama Ephraim Echad. Ephraim is going to be near Menashe. The Agvul, Ephraim Mipas Kadimad Pas Yama Ruben Echad. Ruben will be over there. Agvul, Ruben Mipas Kadimad Pas Yama Yehuda Echad. Yehuda is going to be over there. The Agvul, Yehuda Mipas Kadimad Pas Yama Tea Chuma Asher Tarima Chamisha Veser Melef Rochav. Borakechad Achalach Mipas Kadimad Pas Yama Vayamikdash Pesocho. Next to Yehuda's border on the eastern end till the west will be that area of 25,000 wide, with which is going to be the Mikdash. The Mikdash is going to be within that area, and he refers to this as a truma. And the word is a separation; it means a gift that's been set aside. Now the psukim then continue to describe the northern portion of the truma. Hachuma asher tarimu l'Hashem orech hamisha v'esem elef rocha v'aseres alafim uleile tia trumas hakodesh l'kohanim tzafona hamisha v'esem elef yama rocha v'aseres alafim v'kadima rocha v'aseres alafim v'negba orech hamisha v'esem elef ayamikdash Hashem b'socho. There's going to be a space set aside l'kohen hamukdash mibnei tzaduk asher shamru mishmarti asher loto b'sos b'nei Yisrael asher kasher toho halabim. This area around the Mikdash, in its own separate section, is going to belong to the people, the descendants of the Kohanim of Tzadok, who are very, very careful not to violate the service of Hashem. They didn't allow themselves to go be involved in Avodah Zarah. V'alavim l'umas k'vua kohanim chamishim shah b'esrim elef orach b'arocha v'aseres alafim kohar chamisha v'esrim elef orocha v'aseres alafim v'lo yimkru mimenu v'lo yamir v'lo yabar reish esaris ki kodesh l'Hashem. Now surrounding them, there's going to be a space for the Levim. And in this situation, they can't be sold or exchanged or transferred because this space is going to be Kodesh Lashem. It's not allowed to be sold. Now, what do you do with the rest? Within the 5,000 remaining of the width, that's going to be, the city is going to be there. Right? Pas Tzafon Chamesh Meos V'Arbas Alafim, Pas Negev Chamesh Meos V'Arbas Alafim, Pas Kadim Chamesh Meos V'Arbas Alafim, Pas Yama Chamesh Meos V'Arbas Alafim, V'Yamigrash L'Avir Tzafona, L'Ir Tzafona, Chamishim U'Masayim V'Negba, Chamishim U'Masayim V'Kadima, Chamishim U'Masayim V'Yama, Chamishim U'Masayim V'Anosa Ba'orach L'Umas Kimas HaKodesh, Aser Salafim Kadima V'Aser Salafim Yama. Hayat U'Mas Kimas HaKodesh V'Aser Tvu Asol L'Olechem La'Ovdei Ha'ir V'Oved Ha'ir Yavdu Mikol Shiftei Yisrael Kol HaTruma Chamisha V'Esim Elef V'Chamish V'Esim Elef V'Revios Tarimu Es Trumas HaKodesh Alachuzas Ha'ir. The entire situation will be set aside. V'Anosar La'Nasi Mizel Mizel Trumas HaKodesh Alachuzas Ha'ir Apnei Chamisha V'Esim Elef Truma Gvul Kadima V'Yama Apnei Chamisha V'Esim Elef Gvul Yama L'Umas Chalakim La'Nasi V'Aisat Trumas HaKodesh U'Mikdash HaBayis B'Socha. There is going to be an area set aside within this area parallel to the area that's going to be set aside for the Nasi, which is going to be to the east and to the west of the sacred area. In other words, the Rambam says the Melech HaMashiach gets 1/13 of all the lands which Am Yisrael will conquer, and that's an eternal right for the Melech, for the Melech HaMashiach. And that's based into this understanding that there are going to be 13 strips of land, and this is the way it's going to go. And it's going to be between the border of Yud and the border of Binyamin. This area is going to become part for the king. So Binyamin will be near there. Shimon will be near there next to Shimon. Yisachar will be next to Shimon. Zvulun echad. Zvulun will be over there on the western end, and next to Zvulun. Zvulun mipas kadima pas yama. God echad. God will be over there, right? About Gvul God Al Pas Negev Teiman Abaya Gvul Mitamar Mei Mariv Askadesh Nachala Ad Hayam Agadol Zos Arutz Asher Tapilu Minachala Lishifte Yisrael Veila Machlokosam Neum Hashem Elokim. This is going to be the division of land in the future. That's the way it goes. Now the final perspective of the Navi is not directed to the Mikdash but to the city. Within the walls, there's going to be Kedusha over here. And we don't know anything about the life of the city. We don't know, we just know its dimensions. And we learn about the gates that are going to be outside of it. But the rest, we don't know anything. What are the people inside the city going to be doing? There's no indication of how the Shekhinah will be implied, even though we say Hashem Shama. Why is that? So Chazal tells us, Rava tells us, that there are going to be 18,000 rows of tzaddikim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam Haba, and the city, which would be physical, tangible, is the symbol of Hashem's closeness to the people in the Olam Haba. And so that's going to be the 18,000 perimeter. Okay, and that's what the Navi says. Ve'ela totzos ha'ir mipas tzafon chamesh meos ve'arbas alaf emida u'shari ha'ir al shmo shivtei Yisrael sharm shlosha tzvona shar uvein echad shar yuda echad shar lebi echad. There are going to be exits around the city, and on the northern side they're going to be put out by the names of the Shvatim. In the north is going to be Ruvein and Yehuda and Levi. And in the west, Belpas Kadima Chamesh Meos Rabas Alafun Sharm Shloshav Shar Yosef Echad Shar Binyamin Echad Shar Dan Echad. There's going to be over there gates for Yosef and Binyamin and Dan. Plus Negma Chamesh Meos Rabas Alafun Mido Sharm Shloshav Shar Shimon Echad Shar Yisachar Echad Shar Zvulun Echad. Pas Yama at the western end of the 4,000 gate, right? Chamesh Meos Rabas Alafun Shariim Shloshav Shagar Echad, Shara Asher Echad, Shara Naftali Echad. There's going to be the extra gates over there for the rest of the Shvatim. And in the final pasuk of Sefer Yecheskel, we read, Saviv Shmona Asar Elef, around is going to be 18,000. And by the way, B'Shem Ha'er Miyom Hashem Shama, the name of the city from that day on will be Hashem is there. What is the point of pointing out in the future that the name of the city is going to be Hashem is there? So Rashi quotes the Targum and he says that Yerushalayim will be the name as it was from when Hashem was first there. Then Rashi goes and offers another level of interpretation. From the day that this city is built up, it will be Hashem Shama. The city will be that Hashem is there. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, don't read Hashem Shama, but Hashem Shema. The name is Hashem. And that's going to be the essence of Yerushalayim Habnuya. The Yerushalayim HaBnuya is going to be totally identified with that which is Kadosh. There's going to be a bond between Hashem and His people that will be permanent. The Merkava of the Shekhinah will have come to rest. There won't be a need for Hashem to demonstrate His love of Bnei Yisrael by going into Galus with them. It's going to be in that place, and Be'ezus Hashem, He will stay there forevermore, and we should get there, B'mheira V'yameinu. Ad Kan Shlim Sefer Yecheskel. Tomorrow we begin Treyasar, and we'll enter the wacky world of Hosea's Nevuos with one really wild Nevuah. Please join us tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.